Well, another field hospital is opening up at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center in Queens, and that will help relieve nearby Elmhurst Hospital. WCBS's Steve Burns heard from Mayor de Blasio this afternoon, and he joins us now. Steve, how is this field hospital going to operate?
Linda, it's another one of those extraordinary sights that tells you just how serious and surreal this whole thing is getting. Literally on a set of tennis courts where we'd be watching and playing tennis at any other time, we are soon going to have another field hospital. It's going to have 350 beds. It'll take some pressure off of Elmhurst, which has really been kind of the very front of the front line here. Mayor de Blasio says that this hospital can take non-ICU coronavirus patients away from Elmhurst. It'll take 3 weeks to build out. It'll start taking its first patients, though, in 1 week.
And the mayor said today that the city is still searching for supplies, especially ventilators. What is the latest from him?
Yeah, ventilators are still a big issue. Said we need about 15,000. And right now he's going as far as to ask other types of medical offices around the city, things like oral surgeons, plastic surgeons, even veterinarians. If you have a ventilator, give it to the city and you'll get it back on the other side of this. The other item of note is ambulances. The mayor announced today a fleet of 250 ambulances that FEMA has essentially rounded up from across the country are coming to New York to help relieve some pressure on EMS.
He mentioned some are already here and how unusual that is with the requests from the federal government sometimes. I know that the mayor has also talked a lot about his concerns of social distancing and has been monitoring it as far as the city parks are concerned. How's that been working out?
Yeah, it's kind of been a slowly simmering issue for the mayor. At first, he said he's leaving it up to New Yorkers to act responsibly, social distance yourselves, and if that's not possible, head somewhere else. Since then, we've seen him get a little bit tougher, little by little, on this. He's now authorizing fines of up to $500 for anyone who doesn't comply after a warning. The city's taking down some basketball hoops. Now the mayor says 10 playgrounds have been closed because people in those parks weren't paying enough attention to social distancing. But to that point on social distancing, drivers got some good news this afternoon. The alternate side suspension is being extended for another 2 weeks into the middle of April.
So don't go outside. Just leave your cars where they are. WCBS's
yes.
Steve Burns joining us. Thanks so much. WCBS News Time is 3:36.